Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Winner, winner. Tampon Tim dinner. Yeah, let's pick up where we left off or where we started in the 8 o'clock hour of this show yesterday with Tuesday's Montana Talks. Winner, winner, Tampon Tim dinner. The Montana Democrats are bringing Tampon Tim walls to headline their Mansfield Metcalf dinner. Now, you know, one of the cool things about working on Capitol Hill back in the day when I was just a college student at Howard University, got a chance to work for then-Senator Conrad Burns, who was, of course, a Republican senator. But I'll tell you what, he had really good relationships with Democrats, and in particular with, you know, top staffers to former Democrat Senator Mike Mansfield. I remember Mansfield's former chief of staff, he'd walk in, and everybody was always so gracious to him, and he was a class act, and so the deference was always shown there out of respect for him and for Senator Mike Mansfield as well. But, yeah, the Democrats, are they even close to being the party of Mike Mansfield anymore? Tampon Tim Walz, the disastrous governor of Minnesota who was on the failed presidential ticket as the VP candidate with Kamala Harris, that's who the Montana Democrats are bringing in to headline their big annual banquet. Now, Republicans do big annual banquets all across the state. Practically every county has their own Lincoln Reagan dinner, and many are calling them, like Flathead does now, the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinners. But see, the Democrats, being centrally organized bureaucrats, they have their one big dinner, mainly. They mainly have their one big dinner. And this is who they're bringing in for their one big dinner? I mean, heck, as I pointed out yesterday, they could bring in John Fetterman, and at least that would be interesting and entertaining. And at least he would pretend to support the working class. He'll never actually vote in support of the working class when push actually comes to shove, but he'll pretend. He'll do a good job pretending, right? And a former Montana Democrat senator was really good about pretending as well. Heck, they could have brought James Carville to their big party.
It's so screwed up, but the Democrats don't have a response to this. And so James Carville tries to give them a little bit of wisdom. This is what he's saying that they need to do. Watch.
Everybody was like downbeat, depressed, and this happened quickly. And I think I'm almost positive it's going to continue to happen. So the question is, how should Democratic politicians respond to this? And what I think they should do is what we call in rural America, play possum. Just let it go. Don't get in the way of it. Or as we like to say, don't just stand there. Do nothing. Let this germinate. We don't need to be, we don't need to get in front of it. This freight train is moving. Let's just get out of the way.
Play possum. Anyway, that was Lawrence Jones on Fox and Friends sharing that James Carville clip there. But James Carville was responding to just how stupid the Democrats are being, his fellow Democrats are being right now with their absurd response to Elon Musk and the fraud, waste, and abuse that's being identified by Doge. But you could say the same thing about the Montana Democrats. They are doubling down on crazy in the Montana legislature, and now they're bringing Tampon Tim for their big dinner. Winner, winner, Tampon Tim.
Fox Country.
Letter to my mama.
I'm Michelle Polino. Vince Gill is heading out on tour, hitting over 30 cities starting May 8th and wrapping up with a four-night homecoming at the Ryman in Nashville. After spending the last 8 years touring with the Eagles, Gill is making his return to solo shows, including stops at Boston's Orpheum Theater, the legendary Chicago Theater, and New York's Beacon Theater. We'll also head back to Tulsa, close to where it all started, marking 50 years since he left Oklahoma to chase his dream. Country music star Dierks Bentley is hitting the road this year with a new 30-plus city tour. The Broken Branches tour kicks off in late May. Zach Top and the band Lula are set to open for Bentley. The run begins May 29th in Austin, Texas. They will make four stops in California and wrap in Clarkston, Michigan. The ticket window opens for both Friday. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Hey, we got a great guest coming up on Wednesday's Montana Talks. We're going to talk about the drug cartels, Trende Aragua, and the recent arrests here in Montana. You had arrests in Wolf Point, arrests in Bozeman. Former FBI Hispanic gang expert Daniel Bruner. You've heard him on the show before, but now you get the chance to interact with him. He's going to join us for the full statewide show on Wednesday's Montana Talks. You can call in. You can message us on the Montana Talks app. Tune in 9 to 10 right here.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like, he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Are you...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Very interesting. I missed the Fox News radio update at the top of the hour myself. I think I was trying to cue up an audio clip to share with you here in just a second. But, yeah, our producer, Caden Bjornstad, he caught it. Thanks for catching this one. Apparently, Fox News Radio just reported that Trende Aragua, TDA, is now recognized as a global terrorist organization by the United States of America. What a contrast, right? I mean, when TDA was taking over entire apartment complexes down in Aurora, Colorado, you had these phony Democrats like Representative Jason Crow, the congressman down there. Now, look. Thanks for your service in the military to our country, Congressman Crow. But there's other veterans who can take that job from you, who should take that job from you, because you are not up to the task. That liberal Democrat Congressman Crow was downplaying Trende Aragua. Oh, come on. And the liberal media down in Colorado was covering for the guy time and time again. We had John Fabricatori join us down at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas. He was there in person. He's the former field office director for the entire state of Colorado, for ICE, for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And he actually ran against Jason, I think is his first name, Congressman Crow down there in Colorado. And he will tell you, he told us that day at the SHOT Show, that the media just covered for that guy. And they covered for Trende Aragua. They covered for terrorists that were terrorizing entire apartment complexes. Oh, come on, this isn't happening. Or you heard CBS News. Oh, it's just a handful of apartment complexes. Now, with the Trump administration, they're not just, oh, nothing to see here, folks. Ah, it's just a handful of apartment complexes. No, apparently they've now labeled Trende Aragua a terrorist organization, and they're going after them as such. What about these Trende Aragua arrests here in Bozeman and Belgrade, Montana, just last week? Dan Bruner, the former FBI Hispanic gang expert who now lives in Montana, is going to join us for the full 9 o'clock hour to talk about that and more, so that the timing with that national news development works out very well. Who got a chance to catch President Trump and Elon Musk and the interview with Sean Hannity last night? I know we've had some highlights for you on the radio. I know Sean played some highlights for you on the radio. I listened to the full 30-minute interview, and it was great. Man, it was just insightful. It was interesting. It was fun to listen to. It was just, frankly, good journalism. And I know Hannity would never want you to call him that bad word. It's now become a bad word. He would never want you to call him a journalist because it's such a bad word. But in reality, like, that was just freaking good journalism, because it was just good, insightful questions and responses. At one point, they got to talking about Air Force One. You know, President Donald Trump, he's big into aviation. I mean, he's got Trump Force One. He's got his own airplane. So when he inherits Air Force One, when he first became president back in 2016, he's like, let's get a new, modernized, upgraded Air Force One. signed off on the deal. I think they even allocated funding for the deal. Where is the new Air Force One? And so Trump and Elon Musk are talking about this. And, you know, because Trump was able to negotiate the price down and everything. And they ended up talking about how hard it is to build anything anymore in this country. It is just this, especially from our federal government, like, they can't build any, they can't build ships like they used to build. They can't do anything like they used to be able to do. They will spend more time shutting down projects than they will getting projects up and running. Let's see, what was it? Monday in the 9 o'clock hour, we had the co-chair of the St. Mary Working Group on the program with us, Marco Manoukian, who was talking about, you know, the St. Mary Irrigation Project and the Milk River and the lifeline of the High Line. And he talked about how, you know, that whole irrigation project was built in the late 1800s practically by hand by Cyrus Babb and his crews. That's where the town Babb, Montana, near the edge of Glacier National Park, that's where Babb came from. He built it by hand. And, like, look at with all the technology we have today, and yet we have a massive irrigation system in this country failing. It's another reminder of just how our country, just our federal government, just can't build anything anymore. But yet look at what Elon Musk is able to do in the private sector. Look at what he built with Tesla. Look at what he built with SpaceX. That's why NASA goes to Elon Musk to help them, not the other way around. Elon Musk isn't begging for help from NASA. NASA is begging Elon Musk for help. And Elon Musk's crew from SpaceX is likely going to be the ones that in due time, they've got to be careful about how they do this. It's a very complex operation, as you can imagine, going up into space and then retrieving the astronauts who got left in space by Joe Biden and finally bringing them back home. It's going to be a complex operation, but SpaceX is working to do it. And he built that. And look at what our federal government can't build or won't build. And so that whole Air Force One conversation between Elon Musk and Donald Trump, it reminded me of some of the great remarks that Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke shared at our state capitol in Helena. I believe this was on Monday as well. Yep, this was Monday. We had three of our four Montana congressional delegation members address a joint session of the Montana legislature. And, you know, I was going to watch them just to see what they said. And, man, I watched these speeches, and they had some powerful speeches by our Montana congressional delegation. If you go to the Montana Talks website right now, you'll see one soundbite from Senator Tim Sheehy in particular, where he had a very specific message to the Democrats in the chamber. And then Congressman Zinke, he talked about what I've been discussing right now, which is why can't we build things anymore? I'll play that audio next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The job of the Federal Reserve, it was famously said 70 years ago, is to remove the punch bowl from the party just as things are starting to heat up. We know that it bungled that job in 2021 when it kept interest rates super low for too long, letting the inflation monster loose. More than 3 years later, the dragon is subdued but still not tamed, and the pressure to reopen the bar, so to speak, is intense. That pressure was evident late last year when the Fed started speaking out of both sides of its mouth, cutting interest rates and voicing concern over inflation at the same time. The partiers paid little attention to their rhetoric, but the economy certainly noticed the action, and inflation has perked up again. Last month, the consumer price index jumped by 0.5%, led by increases in food, energy, and shelter. Can the central bank find the courage to take the punch bowl away again? With new inflationary pressure expected to come from tariffs, not to mention the less than subtle desires of the new administration to push borrowing costs down, the test of its resolve has arrived. I'm Patrick Barker.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Securing America.
The Department of Homeland Security has launched a series of no-nonsense television, radio, and digital advertisements, both nationally and internationally, aimed at illegal migrants. The ads are voiced by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
President Trump has a clear message for those that are in our country illegally. Leave now. If you don't, we will find you, and we will deport you.
The commercial goes on to say,
follow the law, and you'll find opportunity. Break it, and you'll find consequences.
Appearing on Fox's Jesse Waters Primetime, Secretary Noem said the ads are the next stop in the efforts to secure the border, which the White House says have reduced illegal crossings as much as 90% thus far.
the message that we're sending to the rest of the world through these commercials and through this marketing campaign is, I don't come here. We don't want illegals. We don't want criminals.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Alyssa.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Senator Sheehy, with legislative Democrats sitting right in front of him, he said this to my Democrat colleagues in this chamber: I hope you will listen to the will of the people, which is to leave the crazy behind and put America first. He then went on to add, you know, it doesn't mean we have to agree on everything, but it means we can agree we want to bring inflation down. We want our streets safe, and we can work together to make that happen. He made this particular ask of the Democrats, the Montana Democrats in the chamber on Monday in Helena. He says, I would ask you, leave behind the divisive rhetoric that has characterized our last 8 years of politics. Let's try to work together. Instead of being called racist and fascists and quacks and science deniers, the American people said they were tired of the character assassination, the lawfare, the dehumanization that was hurled at all conservatives. Moms who wanted their kids to go to school and not be kept out of school for lockdowns. Dads who didn't want boys and girls' locker rooms. They were tired of being told they were racist for wanting a secure border, being told they were climate deniers for wanting cheap gas, and fascists for wanting safe streets. Senator Sheehy then added this: the American people didn't vote against Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. They didn't vote against John Tester. Well, there was a little bit of both. Senator Sheehy, I would say we were happy to vote for you, but we were also more than happy to vote against John Tester as well. Anyway, he then adds this: they voted for the future of their children, and they voted for America first. So I call on my Democrat colleagues, let's abandon the politics of resistance. Let's stop calling for violence in the streets and obstruction. And let's reflect on the message that Montanans and Americans delivered to us in November. I'm telling you, if you haven't watched his speech to the Montana legislature on Monday, it is a must watch. And all of them were good speeches, too. In fact, it was kind of funny. Congressman Ryan Zinke, when he started his speech, he got up there and he's like, guys, I didn't write a speech. I just came here to talk with you. We're fellow Montanans. And then he proceeds to deliver this great speech. He was talking about that very point, about how hard it is to build anything anymore. And he was talking about, you know, our shared love for the great outdoors and how we all want access to what should be public lands. But yet, who is the biggest offender of stripping away access to our public lands? The federal government. Who loves to put up gates? Who loves to block roads? Who loves to block trails? The federal government, at the urging of who? Democrats and their radical environmental lobby. And so anyway, it was kind of funny because, you know, here's Congressman Zinke talking about how important it is to defend our environment and the great outdoors. And I think even some of the Democrats applauded that one until he got to this part. And again, this is Monday at the legislature in Helena.
But it's hard to defend when we burn our forests down every year. When we mismanage our greatest assets, and we do. Across Montana, you look at Libby, the forest is dead. There's a canopy, but everything that we pull the canopy is dead. Look at the forest. We burned more 2x4s than we ever harvested last year. And it's a problem that all of us share, and all of us have to be concerned with, but we can fix it. And fixing it in this issue will not come from one side of the aisle. Nor did we how we get here from one side of the aisle. I will say this. I want you to think about this for a short time. Let's say you have a salmon and a trout in the same stream. Let's say upstream you have a national forest, and downstream you have a dam. I've just described every watershed in the great state of Montana, most of the watersheds in our western United States. So this is how we manage it. The trout are actually managed by Department of Interior through U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The salmon are managed by Department of Commerce through U.S. Fish and Wildlife, NOAA. The Forest Service, surface is Department of Agriculture through U.S. Forest Service. Subsurface is the Department of Interior through Bureau of Land Management. Our dam system is through the Department of Army through Army Corps of Engineers like Libby, or it's Department of Interior through Bureau of Reclamation like Hungry Horse Dam. And I haven't even talked about it in Union Compact. So let's say you want to build a bridge. You want to build or restore a pipeline or upgrade a pipeline. You have to literally go through multiple departments with different leadership. Oftentimes, conflicting regulation in 168 different regions. And you wonder why we can't get things done.
Anyway, that was great. And again, he didn't even read that off of a prepared speech. Of course, he was President Trump's Interior Secretary, and he's been Montana Congressman for quite some time now, too. So he knows this. He knows this stuff. But, yeah, I mean, think about everything Cyrus Babb did by hand to build the infrastructure in this country, and yet all the king's horses and all the king's men of this federal government stand in the way of restoring that infrastructure while they hand over your money to all these other countries for sex changes in Guatemala and all sorts of other woke BS. This is why DOGE is so important. All right, into the phone lines we go. Let's go to Kevin in Kalispell, and then Jerry, stand by. We'll get to you next. Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, I was just wondering, you know, talking about fires and stuff going on, and then all of a sudden with DOGE taking away everybody, you know, a lot of people out of the Forest Service, how is he going to single-handedly hire all the firemen this summer, or what's going to happen?
So are you saying that firefighters were let go because of DOGE? I haven't seen that anywhere.
Oh, well, I mean, there was 300 Montanans out of the Forest Service that were let go the other day.
So, and then what do they do?
And a lot of them were directed towards fire management.
Okay, so which specific jobs in particular? Because I saw there was some guys down in Red Lodge that helped with trail maintenance. Okay, trail maintenance is nice, right? We all like that. Yeah. That's better than sex changes in Guatemala. I had somebody, a listener in Belgrade, said that some of these folks, they're not actually the experienced foresters type. They're more like the extra hired hands. Look, I think at the end of the day, I think this is where the congressional delegation will be key to if there's important things that need to be in there, that need to be funded, that will happen. But we're $2 trillion in debt. DOGE is only hoping to get to $1 trillion of that. Congress is going to have to get to the rest. So it's like we've pointed out. There's some bad things that are being funded by our government that have to be cut. There might be some good things that have to be cut, too, because we're $2 trillion in debt.
But if you're cutting hiring and making freezes right now, like right now through February, March is where all the Forest Service, Park Service, everybody's being hired for the summer. So if you're going to miss that, these people need to find jobs sooner. So how are you going to manage that stuff once it comes to June and July when you got millions of people up here in Yellowstone Glacier, and then try and hire people out of nowhere for more firemen and stuff, or firefighters? That doesn't really make sense to me.
Well, it's a good question that you're asking, but I would imagine it's similar to what we've seen with the FAA, for example. Where what we have seen with the FAA, for example, is none of the critical positions were cut at all. The critical position, it's like, how did we still have airplanes flying when the government shutdowns? I mean, we've had a dozen plus government shutdowns, federal government shutdowns since the 1980s. How did airplanes still fly? How did the air traffic controllers still keep everything going? Well, of course, that was before, you know, Pete Buttigieg and all of his woke BS started really screwing things up in the aviation sector, and the woke DEI mandates that even the corporations were starting to push. I mean, the reality is right now, Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, has a massive mess on his hands to clean up from Pete Buttigieg. But even within the FAA, they might be trimming some of the fat, getting rid of some of this DEI BS But the critical air traffic controller jobs, all those remain. In fact, they're going to be strengthened as a result of getting rid of that DEI garbage. So I think we could see something similar with regard to wildfire prevention. That's what Senator Sheehy talked about on Monday. I think we're actually going to see stronger wildfire capabilities in the seasons ahead as a result of Senator Sheehy's bipartisan efforts and President Trump, refocusing things. And maybe some of these jobs in the Forest Service need to be refocused on firefighting efforts in particular. All right. Hey, appreciate the phone call. Let's go next to Jerry in the Gallatin Valley. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Hey, I called about this Jason Ellsworth, or Ellsworthless as far as I call him, in this whole thing. And I just come in doing chores. If somebody talked to you about this mask D9 or not, but I had an extensive conversation last night with a guy that you know very well, and I kind of know him, Jerry Schillinger.
Yeah, great guy.
It's mind blowing. I know, great guy, very great guy. And I would like, he's my source, so I'd like you to contact him more on this thing, because it's too much for me to even begin to explain what they're doing up there. Unfortunately, my legislature, I think she is, Shelley Vance from down here, is one of the nasty nine that gets in there with Ellsworth, who seems to be the ringleader, Ellsworth, and keeps voting on these Democrat money-spending, big government deals. The people need to hear this. These people need to be voted out.
I love Shelley Vance, but I don't know what she's doing here either. I love Shelley Vance, but she's one of the nine, and she's solid conservative, but well, why are they voting with the Democrats? Like, just because you didn't get the Senate president that you wanted doesn't mean you undermine your own party and help the Democrats. I just don't get it. And when I asked a couple of them a question just like that a month ago, they all made it, Senator Wendy McCamey, for example, made it sound like, we're on the path to getting it all figured out. Well, apparently not. So what is the deal here? Because all you're doing is making yourselves look bad. You're undermining your own caucus. And I think it eventually will undermine the governor as well. The whole red state majority, if you ask me. Hold that thought. Quick break. Hey, if you...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, stick with us here if you're on the phone lines, or call in if you want to be on the phone lines. 406-294-0970. Goose and Anaconda, Matt in Columbia Falls. We'll get to both of you. Let's see. First, though, we've got Jerry in the Gallatin Valley. Yeah, so Jerry... earlier this morning, I had a great surprise phone call from our friend Tim in Billings, and he went off on the nine Republican state senators that have been voting with the Democrats on the rules and committee assignments and gumming up the process, undermining their party leadership in the state Senate. And he just said, his point was, guys, it's time for servant-based leadership. Like, and how I would sum it up is like, okay, if you're worried about, well, I didn't get the committee assignment I want, or, well, I didn't get the president that I wanted, well, you know what? That's why you have caucus elections, and if you didn't get the president you wanted or the majority leader you wanted, well, you know what? They had the vote, so move forward. And my take is kind of this, is like, look, there's some great folks who are on that list who have... good conservative voting records, but it's like Jerry Maguire. Help me help you. Guys, you're not helping yourselves by undermining your party. You're not helping the red state majority by causing this fraction in the state Senate. And in fact, I think you could be giving the Democrats an inroad and potentially undermining the solid red majority that Montana now has. And I get it. There's various reasons for some of them on why they're doing it or whatever. But it's just like, get over it and move on. Some of them told me they were staged to do just that about a month ago. So why are we still seeing liberal blogs gloating over? Here's one headline. Marathon evening floor session confirms continued Senate GOP fracture. And it's like, guys, get it together and move on. Nobody's going to remember who sponsored what bill or who was on what committee. Because the fact is whether you were the sponsor of a bill, whether you were on the committee that pushed it or not, when you cast your vote to pass that legislation or to not pass that legislation, you share in the responsibility or you share in the blame. And the inside baseball stuff is going to be long forgotten, but people will remember what did get done or what did not get done. And so they're not helping themselves by continuing this fractious campaign.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing that those nine so-called Republicans would, we finally got red here and going to get something done. And now those nine are just, Pat Flowers is leading them around by the nose, I guess. I don't know. Well, I don't think it's just him. Like I say, Ellsworth is the ringleader. But why Shelley Vance, great, but I tell you what, I'll never vote for. I don't care. I won't vote. I've got a call into her and yet to get a answer back. But I am gonna tell her that, and which I did on her machine, that I'm highly disappointed in her because I voted for her for what she said she was gonna do, not what she's doing.
Well, and I've heard all sorts of speculation out there about what the different motivations are, et cetera. There's some that have suggested that a lot of this fractured caucus goes back to the primary elections, and you had these groups endorsing these candidates, and then you had the governor endorsing these candidates, and I think at the end of the day there was a lot of time wasted. Causing a bunch of infighting in the primary elections here in Montana, time and money that could have otherwise been spent campaigning in support of Supreme Court justices, for example. But instead, I think you had a lot of conservative virtue signaling and then other posturing from the more moderate factions. And it was just a lot of wasted time and energy that has now bled into this fracture in the state Senate. And so, they just need to get over it and move on and start getting the work done for the people of Montana. I appreciate the phone call. Great to hear from you. Let's see. Let's go next to Goose in Anaconda. Goose, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, Aaron, you kind of said it yourself. These politicians are padding their pockets. Last I checked, corruption, fraud, money laundering, racketeering, It's all illegal. We think they're spending millions of dollars on sex changes in Ethiopia and transgender story hour in Egypt and all this. We're not spending money on that. They're going to the pockets of politicians. There's a reason why Elizabeth Warren's worth $60 million and Chuck Schumer's worth $80 million and Nancy Pelosi's worth $200 million. They're literally stealing from us. It's fraud. It's illegal. And we should be concentrating on one thing, accountability. We
Good
need
point.
To start prosecuting these people, or it's going to keep on happening. Our number one focus should be accountability. Let's start prosecuting these people, getting them the hell out of office, because what they're doing is illegal. If we did something illegal, we go to jail. We don't just lose our jobs, we go to jail. And so far, no one's talking about these people going to jail. A lot of people need to go to jail. We need to clean the whole thing out. And like you said, these Republicans in Montana, they're voting with the Democrats because they figured out they can pad their pockets. They're doing it for money. That is illegal. So we've got to start focusing on accountability and start talking about how we're going to start prosecuting these people. Because until that happens, we're just going to keep bitching about all this stuff every day, every year, this side, that side. It's on both sides, mostly on the Democrat side, but the Republicans are padding their pockets too. And we just got to start talking about accountability. I don't know if we got to get Knutson's light a fire under his butt or what, but it's time to start prosecuting people because what they're doing is illegal and it's against the law and they should be going to jail.
Well, that's why the Democrats do not want Cash Patel in charge of the FBI. That's why they're delaying that. They're using every procedure in the book to try to delay Cash Patel. And that's also why, Goose, I don't know if you heard John Jackson, the Joker from X, on the show with us yesterday, but he's a retired federal law enforcement officer, and he made a great point. He said, look, every criminal, every drug dealer he was investigating, if they were searching his car, he would be kicking and screaming, oh, you're trying to plant stuff. Oh, well, you can't look in there. What are you doing? He said it a lot better than I'm recapping right now. That's what the Democrats and some of these never Trumper Republicans, that's why they're kicking and screaming so hard right now, because they don't want the investigators to be able to unearth all the evidence and to put the spotlight on their corrupt dealings. Goose, great to hear from you. Always appreciate your phone calls. Thanks for listening to KXTL. Let's go next to Matt in Columbia Falls. Matt, what's going on? Matt, turn your radio down in the background when you call in, because otherwise you're going to hear a bunch of feedback. Okay.
Hear a bunch of feedback. Okay.
Oh. Is that better?
I think so. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Wanting to further the conversation on the layoff of federal workers, you're seeing two typical demographics hit on the same root cause. And what that is you've got your overstaffed bureaucratic top ranks that are being thinned because you don't need, obviously we don't need them, just like you were talking about with Zinke's speech, identifying that there's 168 different districts, two different branches, and so on and so forth, to just a simple project approved. So you're seeing the thinning of that, and then reading the articles on the 300 Forest Service employees that were let go in the Montana here, most of those people were seasonal workers who had their positions converted into full-time positions. So the question is again, trimming fat, you know, what is a seasonal trail maintenance person doing on February 19th, 2025 to earn their paycheck, earn their benefits, earn all of that? I don't work for the Forest Service. Maybe they do have these 300 people doing something of value, but if your chief position, and all I've read in the interviews the people are let go is we do trail maintenance, we do trail maintenance, we do trail maintenance. There's not trail maintenance going on from December to March, at least, each year. So I think what we're seeing is those positions that were converted to full-time positions are now fat that are going to get trimmed back to what they should be in seasonal positions.
And yet, if any job should be a full-time position, it should be our great firefighters, our great wildland firefighters that are out there, whose jobs are still actually protected right now. That is a great point. Matt, thanks for that call. That ties in with what Fred in the Flathead had to say, and he's a firefighter, so he knows this stuff. The last time he called into the show, he was down in Los Angeles helping fight the fires down there. Fred says this: fire positions are so far exempt from the firings and the hiring freeze. Those other positions, they just sometimes fill some positions on fires, but they're not hot shots, jumpers, engines, or helitech. Tammy in Kalispell says this: I think Kevin from Kalispell reads the Daily Interlake, which is losing its mind over the Forest Service losing jobs. There are protected positions, first responders, air traffic controllers, etc., that are not being fired. Firefighters are still being hired for the summer. Our local paper paints with a broad brush and never covers details. I miss the days of the Kalispell News. The Daily Interlake works to keep people ignorant. That's from Tammy in Kalispell.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
They just can't be this stupid. This is now the hill, the left in America, the radicalized, extremely radicalized left wants to go. They want to dig their heels in on all of this reckless abuse, corruption, waste, fraud. And if that's the hill they want to die on, that's fine with me, because they're not going to win in the end. This is not what our framers and our founders intended in any way, shape, manner, or form. It's just simply not. It is not what the American people want. And the American people have every right to be very angry.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, this country was founded on freedom. Freedom from a country that forced us to buy overpriced tea and tried blockading us, and then we dumped their tea into the ocean. How'd that work out? Well, it's time to throw out your overpriced big wireless contract, and you won't sacrifice service thanks to my cell phone provider, Pure Talk. Now, my cell phone company says no to inflated prices, and with a qualifying plan of just $45 a month, you can get an iPhone 14 or a Samsung Galaxy for nothing. And yes, this is for premium service.
You get unlimited talk and text and 25 gigs of data and mobile hotspot at a fraction of the price of those big guys. So get you a new iPhone 14 or Samsung Galaxy for $0. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch. It's fast, simple, and easy. #250, keyword save now for your new iPhone or Galaxy with a qualifying purchase from Pure Talk, America's wireless company.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Woody Allen once said that 90% of life is just showing up. But showing up on Capitol Hill is a challenge for some members. Health issues often play a role. Among the House lawmakers facing health issues last year were Arizona Democrat Raul Grijalva, who was diagnosed with lung cancer. He only made 12% of all votes cast. Pennsylvania Democrat Dwight Evans suffered a stroke last May, after which he missed every vote until the end of the year. That dropped his vote participation rate to about 37%. Late Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee made 43% of House votes before she died in July of pancreatic cancer. The Senate overall had a vote participation score of 94.5% in 2024, its lowest since 2019. Republican J.D. Vance of Ohio, now the vice president, missed the most votes of any senator in 2024. Vance was on the road campaigning with President Trump. Still, there were 7 senators and 13 House members who never missed a single vote. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, reading the messages from Fred and the Flathead and from Tammy and Kalispell, this is the thought that came to mind. Don't drink the liberal media Kool-Aid. Or don't even listen to the Democrat Party meltdown campaigns. Look, we're $2 trillion in debt. And we know that the Biden regime did everything they could not only to invade this country with millions of illegal aliens, but we also know that they did everything they could to expand the federal bureaucracy in a massive way because they want more federal employees giving their union dues to the Federal Employees Union. And it's just like why they wanted the illegal aliens to come here. They wanted to import more voters, and they see expanding the bureaucracy in much the same way. So I really appreciate those messages from Fred and Tammy. Let's go to Bill in the Flathead next. Bill, what's on your mind?
Just to continue with the Federal Forest Service layoffs. It's pretty hard to feel a lot of sympathy for them when they could be called back to work overnight. What about the tens of thousands of timber industry workers that have lost their jobs over the past years? And so when they finally do pull their head out and say, hey, maybe we need to manage the forest better to help fight these forest fires, how's that going to happen? The infrastructure is gone. The mills are gone. The equipment is gone. The loggers are gone. Their equipment is gone. It's not going to be an overnight, yeah, call and come back to work tomorrow. It's going to take years, tens of years, for that to happen. And to feel sorry for the federal workers that have been costing taxpayers money, it's pretty hard to feel sorry for them when the timber industry is gone.
Yeah, we used to have, when we had a vibrant timber industry, the Forest Service actually made money for this country. It didn't lose money. It actually made money for this country.
That's how it was designed. And it was also a very good forest fire protection. And it's gone.
And housing prices were cheaper. And you had American paper for your newspapers, and now the newspapers that have these liberal editorials are complaining that, oh, if we put tariffs on Canada, our paper will cost more. Well, not if you got your paper from America, it wouldn't, Yeah, great point there. Bill. Thanks so much for the phone call. Sorry we are short on time. We're going to switch tracks. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, the former FBI Hispanic gang expert who now lives in Montana. We're going to be talking Trende Aragua and much more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. hour. We'll be taking your phone calls as well, so if you want to jump in on the conversation, just give us a call, send us a message, quick comments, quick questions, because I'm sure a lot of people will want to jump in on the conversation, or at least hear more of what Dan Bruner has to say coming up in the next hour. Let's see. God, you know, I know it, with it being 21 below zero, at least in my neck of the woods this morning, some of you thinking, spring, that's forever away. Actually, spring is right around the corner. So now is a great time to get jump-started on a bathroom remodel. It's also a great time to get a bathroom remodel up and going right now, because YHIC, your home improvement company, will help you transform your space. Get up to 30% off on a bathroom remodel. Imagine turning your bathroom into a spa-like retreat. You can do just that with financing you can handle. No money down, no interest, and no payments until 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. This is a limited time offer you don't want to miss. Let me repeat, get up to 30% off a bathroom remodel. Call YHIC at 406-948-2836 with your home improvement company. Or, you know, if you're one of those online techie types, go to YHIC.com. YHIC.com.
The job of the Federal Reserve, it was famously said 70 years ago, is to remove the punch bowl from the party just as things are starting to heat up. We know that it bungled that job in 2021 when it kept interest rates super low for too long, letting the inflation monster loose. More than 3 years later, the dragon is subdued but still not tamed, and the pressure to reopen the bar, so to speak, is intense. That pressure was evident late last year when the Fed started speaking out of both sides of its mouth, cutting interest rates and voicing concern over inflation at the same time. The partiers paid little attention to the rhetoric, but the economy certainly noticed the action, and inflation has perked up again. Last month, the Consumer Price Index jumped by 0.5%, led by increases in food, energy, and shelter. Can the central bank find the courage to take the punch bowl away again? With new inflationary pressure expected to come from tariffs, not to mention the less than subtle desires of the new administration to push borrowing costs down, the test of its resolve has arrived. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.